Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to the Jewel Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network is a radio frequency of continuous streaming science, knowledge, and wisdom, which promotes and sustains the activation of the present evolutionary process of immortality and the unfolding of the God Self within the evolving planetary society on planet Earth. The Jewel Network is committed to broadcasting the sciences of life and the sciences of living. By cultivating the mind of a scientist, you are being able to extract the very best the current 21st century has to offer. You are listening to the Dr. Jewel's Brain Balancing Program and more, with your host, physician and surgeon, microbiologist, preventive medicine and hygiene physician, and Surgeon General, Dr. Jewel Pogue. Humanity is experiencing a vast variety of disorders: HIV, Zika virus, Ebola, hypertension, meningitis, STD, Alzheimer's, and many others. These disorders are the results of not knowing how to live within and navigate the human body. Most of us have learned how to drive a car, but have yet to learn how to care for and navigate our bodies. Enroll into the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living to learn how to navigate and maintain a disease-free body. Visit us at www.juis.education or visit us on Facebook. You are listening to the Jewel Network Science Radio Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network provides the neural nutrition and stimulates expansion and evolution of the human brain, nervous system, and body. Remember, our source is a neuron.
Thank you so much, Miss Cindy Blackman Santana,
and thank you for the honor of this interview and being able to talk about the balancing program. I'm really, you know, I think Dr. Jewel is amazing, and it is an honor to study from her and to know her and to learn from her. I believe that when you balance yourself, that it just increases exponentially. You know, at least I've noticed that for me. And it makes you more efficient. I am a drummer. I compose, and I also sing. My main instrument is drums, and I've been playing since I was probably, I don't know, 2 or 3 years old, you know, since very young, so all of my life. I would say that, you know, since balancing, again, my awareness is more heightened in terms of my hearing the music and what I'm hearing in the music, as well the way that I focus in on the music because of the general heightened level of focus that I've gained from balancing. That has also helped. I do find as well that I'm probably more, I would say, relaxed when I play, because performing, I don't know if I will ever get rid of the pre-performance jitters, you know, for wanting to bring about, you know, the highest and most loving energy, you know. Mm-hmm. So I've gone through that. Oh, am I going to bring that tonight? You know.
Okay.
But I would say that since balancing, I don't really ask myself that question anymore, because I already know, you know, that my existence is bringing that because of who I am. And that has certainly been helped by the brain balancing program and by balancing on these symbols. I've heard Dr. Jewel say this many, many times, and as my brain was becoming balanced and once it became balanced, then I understood her words even more. We need people with balanced brains. We need people who are functioning at the highest level that they can function.
Yeah,
so get to balancing, y'all. It's amazing.
Greetings, everyone. How are you? Oh, boy. Is everybody full of holiday stuffings and all kind of wonderful, wonderful food and lots of wonderful, enlightening communication, new ideas and thoughts, updated information? Well, if so, wonderful. That's what these times are for. You have to pay attention now because you definitely want to make sure that every opportunity you have to celebrate a holiday, it is an evolution. Not that you're going back in the past and dragging up a whole bunch of stuff that still has unresolved issues. It's offering no wisdom. Every time you are celebrating these annual activities, it should be different and new because you're an evolved person. You are coming in with more insight about who you are, what it's like to live a purposeful life, how the world is like totally your wonderful nest egg because you now have a balanced brain. These should be all the wonderful qualities that you're bringing in to each holiday. So don't get nostalgic and live the same dramas over and over again in a old area of the brain that you haven't progressed. Remember that. It's not about becoming redundant. It's about evolution all the time under all circumstances. Everything is changing anyway. So therefore, be a part of the present and change the present. Even though it may be a present that you've visited in the past many times. And so, welcome to your brain balancing program. Get your water, get a pad and pencil, because we have new information to discuss. Very, very ancient information, but for most of you, it is still quite new for many, many reasons. The Jewel Network is a science news broadcasting station. And so we don't necessarily talk about the political sciences per se, but of course they have ventured into every aspect of our life, and we will have to talk about the science of politics and how they have affected what I call the hardcore facts of how the technical and quantum physical aspect of the world operates, but I definitely don't want you to lose the hardcore science under which your physical body exists, under which your mental and emotional body influences, and under which the cosmos is a combination of all of these and even far more. So we're going to keep that in perspective as we talk about this very ancient but yet still very new subject that now is coming to the forefront, known as melanin. So listen to a couple of our sponsors talk with you, and I'll be right back, and we're going to talk about the science of melanin. Melanin, M-E-L-A-N-I-N, a word that has not been spoken, has not been written, has not been taught for centuries, and now all of a sudden it's in your face. Why? All of a sudden it's been in the face of two-thirds of the world all of their lives, but it was never talked about. As a matter of fact, it was scorned that you woke up with a face full of melanin. Can you imagine that? Wow, amazing. So we'll be right back after these messages. Thank you. Be right back.
You are listening to the Jewel Network Science Radio Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network provides the neuronutrition and stimulates expansion and evolution of the human brain, nervous system, and body. Remember, our source is a neuron.
We have another sponsor waiting for you, for us to speak.
Humanity is experiencing a vast variety of disorders: HIV, Zika virus, Ebola, hypertension, meningitis, STD, Alzheimer's, and many others. These disorders are the results of not knowing how to live within and navigate the human body. Most of us have learned how to drive a car, but have yet to learn how to care for and navigate our bodies. Enroll into the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living to learn how to navigate and maintain a disease-free body. Visit us at www.juis.education or visit us on Facebook.
Okay, I'm back, and welcome to the Dr. Jewel's Brain Balancing Show. And we are talking about this fabulous, fabulous, huge biopolymer manifestation of the electromagnetic spectrum, the actual physical manifestation of life and light known as melanin. Isn't that something? Melanin. So it's been very difficult for most people to really come into aligning themselves with the very aspect of life. We've got all kind of perceptions about what life is and what it isn't and how it looks and how it doesn't look. And it's been in us, all through us, throughout our bodies and everything, all of our lives, and we've missed it. And the scientific term for it is known as melanin. Melanin is the biological manifestation of the entire electromagnetic spectrum. Now that is awesome, and I want you to understand that. A physical manifestation of the entire light spectrum. Now, for those of you who have not been brought into the awareness of light and what it is, you think that it's something that you flick the switch on the wall or you flick the switch on the lamp or something that, you know, the ball of light in the sky, okay, that appears to fade every day and then it reactivates itself every morning or every dawn. Well, these are perceptions of how the entire electromagnetic spectrum presents itself to our nervous system. And again, we heard one of our incredible artisans, Cynthia Santana, the incredible wife and team of Carlos Santana. His music is incredible, supported by an exquisite drummer, Cynthia. And they offer to us the aspect of the electromagnetic spectrum through their wonderful harmonies and melodies known as sound, music. Sound is a very, very important part of what? Light. Most people don't think of sound as light, but it is. Sound is light. Electricity is light. Magnetism is light. Infrared is light. Cell phone waves are light. Microwave is light. X-ray is light. Gamma rays are light. cosmic rays are light. They're all aspects of what? The electromagnetic spectrum. So when I tell you that this manifestation of what people perceive as blackness is to your brain, your eyeball, what your brain can process when it's exposed to the entire electromagnetic spectrum, you don't see anything. You think that there's no light because everything appears to you as being black. But it's just the opposite. It's all light and beyond what your brain can process, depending upon how much development you have allowed the brain to experience. Did you hear what I said? Your reality and how much of life and how much light you can be consciously aware of is based on your what? Your brain development. This is why we are relentless and we will not stop airing this information to you about the importance of bringing into full evolution and manifestation your brain. This is so important because what I'm able to know and to experience about the electromagnetic spectrum, the light, and therefore its physical manifestation known as melanin, is different than other people if their brain integration, their brain activity is not equal to mine. Okay, you have to understand that. It's just like the little cute gymnast. Her name is right next to me. It'll come into the brain in just a minute. But she's the world's best gymnast ever experienced to this point. Now, she has a quality of brain development and the way that her neurons communicate with each other and how they extend themselves to make sure that all of her muscle groups, bones, joints, and ligaments are communicated, are in communication intimately with the mainframe computer in her body. Her brain is exquisite. And I can assure you that the development of integration and the level of communication that she receives from her body, the bones, the ligaments, the muscles, goes through a spinal cord, which is part of the neurons of the brain, how they extend themselves, as well as the neurons themselves in the brain, which is a humanoid biological computer, is different than mine. Her focus was to make sure that that communication system between her brain and every ligament and muscle group in her body and bone was an exquisite direct pathway, that when she sees what she sees and what she hears, her body immediately executes that. And that's why she is capable of doing things that most humans cannot with their body. And even those individuals who also say that they're gymnasts, they recognize that her communication system between her body and her brain is exceptional. Can anybody else have the same level of brain-body communication, integration, and execution? Well, of course. Of course. We all have the capacity to experience whatever we want to the extent that we choose to, based on our willingness to communicate. Communicate, which requires neurologic development, integration, and a clear understanding of the language needed to be translated by the brain and then released into your body so that the body can clearly understand what you, as a field of consciousness known as mind, as well as spirit, have requested your body to execute. Now, I'm going to pause a minute on that because I want you to write down this cascade. You've got to stop ignoring these processes that have to happen for your body to indefinitely be your best friend and do exactly as you say. Your body is here to support you, to service you, to exemplify everything about yourself that you want yourself to see in mass and to exhibit to the rest of the world. It has to occur through the body. But you, a field of consciousness, have to be able to communicate clearly with your mainframe computer that operates and communicates with the tissues of your body so that there's this rapport and reflection that happens continuously. So this is what our athletes are able to demonstrate to us. Simone, her little name is Simone, little Simone, exquisite communication system that she set up with her body for the art of gymnastics. So we can have the same type of incredible rapport with our body to execute art. I do it with science. Others are able to do it with how many other things, how they make jewelry, shoes, you know, how they cook. All of this is about the rapport that you as a field of consciousness have nurtured and developed with your mainframe computer so that the body receiving its directives through your brain, which is your computer system, will execute your commands. Understand this. Now, how does melanin come into all of this? Well, melanin is necessary for you to even have a mainframe computer as well as a physical body. Without that, you're not going to be able to manifest your thinking, your thoughts, as well as a physical body to reflect what you are thinking and what you want us to be able to see, hear, and know about you if you cannot, first of all, communicate with biological mass in the form of tissue, fetal tissue, as a matter of fact. Isn't that amazing? Yeah. So, yes, you did create your body. Your mother and your father gave you the raw materials for you to create in your own image, okay, a fabulous structure that is going to reflect your thoughts in this dimension. Isn't that something? You created your body. Yes, your mother and father gave you the raw materials, but you are the master architect. You have to understand that. So we need to pay attention here. We did this, and you also selected the parents. Yes, you did. And you also selected the parents and their circumstances that they are presently in to create your body and the environment that they would bring you up in. You were the orchestrator of all of that. And with the melanin, which is pure light, in a biological substrate, isn't that awesome? You were able to manifest a mirror image of yourself and your thoughts in this dimension, starting out as a wonderful, incredible infant. You went through your fetal state of designing your whole body with the support of your mother, your father, but primarily your mother, because it is her blood cells that are responsible for allowing you to build this body. I mean, it's incredible, but that's what the mother's blood does for 9 months, allow you to have all the nutrients, et cetera, from those blood cells to build your own body under your design. Now, this may sound strange to you, and nobody ever put it like that. That's the problem. it hasn't ever been put to you in this way, so you can understand how awesome you are and continue to develop that level of awareness and architecture capabilities expressed in math. Okay. Wonderful, isn't it? Fabulous. So I want to continue to share with you some important facts about melanin. It's coming up in the news now. For those of you who are part of our brain balancing program, you know we are continuously sharing information with you in the sciences about you. And what has hit the sciences now is all this information on melanin. Melanin, 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 melanin. We're sending melanin to outer space. Okay, we're looking at the fact that melanin can do this, that melanin may have the potential to generate electricity. And just it's just one attribute that they're discovering in melanin after another. And, of course, this has been known since the 1600s. The melanin recessive aspect of our one race family has been researching melanin for a very long time because they were very concerned as to why so many people on planet Earth have hair, skin, feet, hands, as I do, but I'm not brown like them. That was a huge curiosity. What happened? Why are they brown and I'm not? So they began from a very physical perspective to analyze melanin since the 1600s. Now, two-thirds of the humans on planet Earth have some degree of melanin, whether it's eumelanin, pheomelanin, et cetera. We have melanin. And then we have an aspect of our population that has very little melanin, even to the extent that they have very little perceivable melanin at all. And those people are labeled as having a disease known as albinism, okay, which we're going to have to look at what disease really is. But this is definitely a reflection of, just like everything else, a state of consciousness. So I do want our sponsors to speak to you again, and I'm going to come back and I'm going to share with you some very important information that you must have at this time, and this information is brought back to your awareness about light in its biological form known as melanin. Light in its biological form is known as melanin. Light in its biological living status is known as melanin. I'll be right back after this message.
Humanity is experiencing a vast variety of disorders: HIV, Zika virus, Ebola, hypertension, meningitis, STD, Alzheimer's, and many others. These disorders are the results of not knowing how to live within and navigate the human body. Most of us have learned how to drive a car, but have yet to learn how to care for and navigate our bodies. Enroll into the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living to learn how to navigate and maintain a disease-free body. Visit us at www.juis.education or visit us on Facebook.
Okay, now let's look at this fabulous manifestation of light in its biological form, known as melanin, in a more thorough, reflective perception. Now, in my book, Vitamins and Minerals from A to Z with Ethnoconsciousness, I wrote this book quite a while ago because when I discovered how important this huge molecule was in life in all bodies, doesn't matter whether you're melanin recessive or melanin dominant, this biopolymer you have to have, and it has to be in synchrony with the mind as well as with the emotional body for it at the physical level to function properly. And this is now what we're discovering about the fact that the lack of melanin and its state of activity or inactivity is based on your state of consciousness and the emotional energy held in the memory of your tissues known as the emotional body. Now, that's profound. And my colleagues in who practice conventional medicine are struggling with this. Why? Because they're struggling in general with the emotional body. We're not doing well right now with the emotional body. So that's why people are so dependent on drugs to shift that sensation that they're having. Nobody likes to walk around thinking and feeling as though they're depressed, that they're unworthy, that they're constantly angry. And those are perceptions of energy fields that the body is generating because of how the person perceives themselves relative to their environment. And it's not healthy. So the only thing we've been able to offer has been drugs. And, of course, that's just superficial and tensile. It is not the issue. So let's look at this fabulous substance. We are light beings. Isn't that amazing? We are physical manifestations of light as well as etheric light, cosmic light, all of this. But at the physical level, that's what melanin is. And every life form has to have a certain amount to be able to be biological, animated, and be able to grow and evolve. That goes for plant and animal. So on page 3 of my book, it's available to you on our website, juis.education/shop. You can find it there in the e-form, et cetera, or we have outlets here that Amazon.com, et cetera, you can use for a hard copy. So now this is the final paragraph on page 3. I state, I have concluded that melanin is or totally possesses the following characteristics and capability. 1, melanin is the most evolved pigment known to humanity. All other pigments, such as chlorophyll and lycopene, you know, chlorophyll is green, lycopene is red, maroon, are all more primitive components and pigments relative to the capability and function of the full melanin biopolymer. You have to understand what we're dealing with. So every time you're eating a blueberry or you're eating green leafy vegetables, etc., what you're really doing is that you're eating light in its biological form, reflecting to you just only some of the energetic information that it carries. So when we deal with color, we're dealing with information. When we're dealing with color, we're dealing with a particular frequency of information, all of which is a part of the electromagnetic spectrum. Number 2, melanin is, in fact, the biological living form of light. I have to repeat that. That's powerful. Melanin is, in fact, the biological living form of light, of the electromagnetic spectrum. All matter is composed of light. Everything. Your chair, your bed, the food you eat, the glasses on your face, the clothes on your back. Their original composite that they are made from is light. Quantitatively, the basic unit particle of light known as the photons and the subphotonic particles such as what? Gluons and bosons. Have you ever heard of that before? The gluon, the boson, do the research, because those are the subparticles of a light particle, and they do particular, incredibly powerful things. These subatomic particles of the proton, photon, all collapse when present in fields of what? Consciousness. Ooh, that's a biggie. When these light particles come in your presence, in your fields of thought, they collapse to produce matter in the formation we presently call reality. But that is a heavy, heavy, heavy sentence. And there's a lot of sub-stages that have occurred to allow your thought to then physically become manifested in your face. There's a lot of things that happened, but that's what you did. Those photons, when they came in the presence of your thought, it's a wave of energy that is radiated out of your head. The light particles stop. They collapse. They're paralyzed. They're mesmerized in that thought energy. And as they pile up on themselves, they become denser and denser and denser and denser until, boom, the very geometry, the images that you were projecting in your thought, they now take on that shape and manifestation. The photons collapse to produce matter in the formation we presently call reality. Now, this is what we teach at this university. That's why we keep saying, come, come all and one, because you now have to learn how to use that incredible mainframe computer on the top of your neck to create the reality that you want. Not what somebody else says is going to happen to you. Okay, they can say that. But now what you think is what your body is going to experience. What you think is what your body is going to experience. And when you can think what you want and not let what other people are saying and what they're projecting and the pictures on the wall or whatever are not interfering with your what? Your thoughts. You're going to have your reality. Now, this has been told to you, you know, the hip hop artists, they're so cute as to how they express these things, you know, and then I got to get with the hip hop artists, because you all have to get a little more respect for how you use people's information and knowledge. We got a couple of you all out there that have taken your upon yourself to use my lectures to make your songs. Oh, yeah, they're using my lectures to make their songs with and their poetry and all kind of stuff. And too often it's being taken out of context because you don't want to come to the school and get the proper orientation to handle this kind of knowledge. You're dealing with light. You want to take and put my knowledge to sound, but you don't even know the frequency and the resonance rate that the sound should generate before you put these words to it. See, that's a real scientist. You got to understand that it's not only for you to create, but you have to create in harmony with the environment. So, in that the light particles collapse into your image, your thinking, when they come into contact with your thoughts, it is very important to understand that they carry your signature. And whatever you have collapsed into this dimension, you must take full responsibility for it, because it will follow you for the rest of your existence, and especially if it's not what you wanted to experience. Isn't that something? So, again, melanin is the entire electromagnetic spectrum in the form of a living biological system. Now, how does light behave in a living biological system? Now, the study of melanin will completely answer your question. We have studied this for decades. All of the information that we've collected is in our College of Melanin and Melanin Light Sciences. And when you have completed the development of your brain, that you've learned how to be able to allow the light spectrum to become your biological clock instead of a machine that you call a watch. And when you then can identify what your purpose is, then you can enter into this college and literally submerge yourself into the limitless amount of research that we've collected over 40 years on melanin. You have this huge, huge, huge library, scientific library on melanin research. And many of the authors that are now publishing about melanin, I'm noticing that a lot of their discussion on melanin does not embrace at all the amount of incredible research that has been revealed on melanin. So I'm bringing this to your attention because I want you not to just think, oh, I've read this one book, or I read those two books. No. This life, light, matter has been studied for centuries. And it's important, if you especially wear this on your face every day, that you understand what you are seeing when you look in the mirror. A lot of the work that's been published now, especially by melanated authors, is so political. You don't want to mix that up at this point, and you don't really understand what you're really dealing with. You're dealing with life. You're dealing with light force in the form of an ever-changing harmonic known as melanin. So you want to keep it clean. You want to get to the science of it. You want to understand how it's reflecting your thinking before you start adding on what I call the polysciences, all these different social sciences. Get clear on what you're working with first. So, again, without melanin, because it is life, no life as we know it can exist, not in a, what we call a biological living system. Melanin is the physical form of living light. It exists in many forms and exhibits many colors, most of which the average human eye cannot see or perceive. Now, did you hear what I told you? Now, you know how many colors we can perceive now. Some of our computers, you know, these computer games and stuff, they're like up to 240 hues of different colors. And they look beautiful when they come up on the screen. But that's nothing. That is nothing compared to the wavelengths of light that are available and existing at every moment in your reality. But unless you refine that brain, you're not going to be able to see and interact with this level of life and information. So pay attention to me, what I'm telling you here. Because it's just like if you've kind of grown up with TV, you know, they only had so many colors on the TV. And it used to be, oh, you can't handle white. They didn't ever want you to handle white because you had to have this contrast, okay? And the white would just blow everything out. So it was just too much reflection of the light against the stage lights that you couldn't see the person. But as we've been able to refine our brain that allowed us then to refine our technology, we've been able to control how much light will be reflected and how much will be absorbed by our technology. So a person can wear anything they want to on TV and we can see it clearly. It doesn't, you know, totally glare everything out. That was due to brain growth and development. Never forget it. All technology is a reflection of brain growth and development. And the key that we're suffering from now is that brain growth and development is not occurring in a balanced modality and environment. Seems like there's only one way of thinking and one side of the brain primarily that's evolving. And so that's wonderful. However, it's not in balance, not in balance with everything else. It's not in balance even with the person. So it's so funny, you know, we've got a big thing going on now with 5G. Well, what is 5G? Well, you know, ask T-Mobile. They claim they know so much about it. Ask AT&T. They're constantly singing songs about how they can make sure that everything gets to you with the instant snap of a finger through their 5T transmission. They've been working with 5T for a long time, 5G for a long time, but it hasn't been in the best interest of humanity. 50, 60 years ago, 5G was considered a weapon of mass destruction. Check it out. Do the research. Got a lot of stuff on YouTube about how destructive it can be. But 5G is what? It's just photons traveling at a very high speed with deep penetration through mass, especially through biological systems such as yours, your physical body. Now, your body is made out of light, so now all of a sudden light becomes a horrible, dangerous thing to a body made out of light. Now, does that make sense to you? Well, of course not, which is why the whole scare with the microwaves and the scare with the cell phones and the scare with this, and it's all because your nervous system is not completely developed and integrated. That's what they won't tell you. If they would support you in fully developing your nervous system and its integration, 5G would mean nothing to you. Cell phones, what? What about it? Microwave, what about it? None of this would be a bother to you if your, what, microtubule system was completely developed. Now, you haven't heard anything about a microtubule system. Why not? Well, you should ask yourself about how come you haven't heard about melanin until recently, when it's been researched for centuries. And because there's an agenda out now regarding melanin. They've already told you what it was. I sent my people the latest article. Melanin is now going to outer space. What do they think space is? Space is melanin. Space is light. Come on. But when you don't know yourself and you don't know what you're dealing with, because everything is about life, these people don't know what they're dealing with. So they're taking melanin closer to the cosmos beyond our little ionosphere here to see if it can handle, oh, the bad boys, the gamma rays. Well, of course it can handle gamma rays. Melanin is gamma rays and X-rays and cosmic rays and ultraviolet and every other ray. But when the knowledge about yourself is being controlled and dished out to you in a baby teaspoon, of course, all of this other stuff looks threatening and dangerous. And because you don't know who you are, it is threatening and dangerous to you, because your nervous system hasn't been developed to handle it. So, yes, if we expose you to these high frequencies and you don't have a complete carbial system, microtubule system is the name we use in science, your tissues are going to basically be traumatized from that. And without the nervous system and melanin being present to be able to handle the excess energy, yes, the tissues will be damaged. So now you're composed of light, X-ray, gamma rays, ultraviolet. You're composed of all this. So why now is it harmful? And it's harmful because, again, the amount that you're exposed to is greater than what the tissues have been able to accommodate. That's the issue. And so what needs to happen is that you need to now raise the bar on the capabilities of your tissues to be able to handle more of what you are, the light. And so how do you do that? Well, you come to the university and we'll show you how to do that. The people who are at the university, we tell them, as soon as you start our balancing program, within 30 days, you need to now get to our fourth symbol, because the fourth symbol works directly on the microtubule system, which is known as your optic system, okay? Your optic cable system. That's what the microtubule system is in the human body.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Everything outside of you is a reflection of the body. Never forget that. And only it looks strange to you and different, and I don't understand this, because you don't understand yourself. That's what's going on here. So, number four in my book, this is very important. I'm not going to get through a lot of it here. And I do want to tell you one more thing really quick, though, before I go to station break, is that we've prolonged the show. The show is longer now than just 52 seconds, 52 minutes. And you can start calling me now, because I've said that before. I'll talk to you on the phone, but I got to get the scientific information out to you first. That's the purpose of the station. And then we can talk to you relative to helping you utilize this information. And now we've prolonged the show, so we can do that. Okay? So I'm excited about that. And that's why I definitely would like for you to call us. Okay? Our call-in station is telephone number 347-215-9531. That's 347-215-9531. Now, normally, see, I'd be winding up my show right now, because by the mechanical digital instrument that we call a clock, it's a chronometer, that's all it is, it says that I have 9 minutes left to do this show, and we have more time. So I have more time than that. I am going to talk to you now because I got the time. Yay! But I got to get the rest of this information out. And again, you got to get this book, because the information coming out on melanin is setting you up for you to be a research rat. And that's what I don't like about this. They've been studying melanin for since the 1600s. No information. You don't see it on the billboards. You don't see it in the newspapers. You don't see it on the magazines. People don't even say the word, because it's not even mentioned in your social circle. And now all of a sudden, boom, you're just being exploded with this. Oh, melanin's on its way to outer space to see if it can handle the radiation. And melanin now can generate electricity. And it's going to be one thing after another, because you're being set up for contributing in what little consciousness you have available to your brain to be part of further research projects on melanin. In your best interest? Well, of course not, because if it was in your best interest, you would be taught about melanin just like you are taught about the alphabet. We want you to know something. We start you from the basics, and that's taught to you all throughout your educational system, so that finally you go from the alphabet to being able to write thousands of pages of prose. So if they really wanted you to understand about melanin, they'd have been giving you these little building blocks that I've shared with you today, so that by the time you've been nurtured in understanding melanin, it's quantum physics, it's energetics, it's geometry, etc., we'd be probably right now having this discussion on the star system Sirius, because we would know how to be able to project ourselves to travel faster than the speed of light. We would be able to identify where all the black holes are. What is black holes? Nothing but concentrated mass collection of light, melanin, that's still hyperactive relative to the human eye. My scientific colleagues look at a black hole and they're like, oh, we don't know what's in that. Oh, you have to be careful. Oh, they don't understand that it is a concentration of the electromagnetic spectrum that is operating above the level of your nervous system. So, of course, you can't perceive it because it's far beyond what you have cultivated your brain to be able to, what we call, efface with. You can't interface with it because you haven't completed the development of your brain to that extent where you're now able to deal with multiple dimensions collected in one perceived place in space. That's what the issue is. So therefore, they're going to be collecting you all together, usurping your melanin, et cetera, doing the little research projects. Don't be involved in that shenanigans. The only research project you want to be involved in right now is having a discussion with yourself in your own brain and mind for this melanin to unfold to your consciousness about who it is, what it is, what the properties are, and how to interface with it in your own tissue. You're the only research laboratory that you want to contribute to at this point in time when it comes to melanin. Don't be ignorant. Don't be ignorant. So, again, we've got 40 years of information stored up from centuries of research on melanin that has to be made available to you. You're the owner of it. And yes, I'm talking to all humans because even though you are thinking that you're white, your skin is demonstrating melanin recessiveness. That's only because of your attitude. So you've got to learn how this works here. The reason why people who don't have colored skin innately is because their thoughts, their attitudes, the chemicals made by their own brain repress the production of melanin in their tissues. They can make as much melanin as they want to. They can be navy blue black if they choose to, but not with the perception that they have of themselves and the perception that they have on full spectrum light. Full spectrum light is not white light. It appears to the eyeball to be black. Isn't that amazing? We're talking about full spectrum, total electromagnetic spectrum, not just the VL, the visual light spectrum, which those wavelengths, when they come together, the little seven of them, make white light. That is nothing at all, very minuscule amount of the full electromagnetic spectrum. So very quickly, oh my goodness, that went really fast. Call me, 347-215-9531. Now, there's some very important things happening at the school you want to be involved in, but I got to set you right, and I got to get you in the proper alignment with your own melanin so that you're not raped and pillaged again. Okay, I'm so tired of my colleagues always coming to us indirectly, always coming to us, and I'm talking about humanity. As, oh, we'd like to learn this about you, and oh, wouldn't it be wonderful with this, and you know, this is something that we've really been thinking about, and then they want you to lay down and be a specimen for them when this has been very much contrived for hundreds of years, but they never said a word. And this kind of deception and this kind of lying must stop. And the only way it can stop is that you have to take greater interest in yourself and not deny what you see before your very eyes. I've got all this information. Oh, it's been so horrible for me to be melanated. It's held me back, and I couldn't do this. And if I hadn't been like this, are you kidding me? That was a whole brainwashing for you to basically shun and step away from investigating the power that was on your face, on your body, every day you looked in the mirror, every day. So I want you to forgive yourself for ever thinking that you having a face full of light, a face full of life, was something that you should have been ashamed of and apologize for. But you're going to apologize. Oh, you know, my skin is so dark. What? That you're going to apologize? well, you know, we're not able to do this because what? Stop it this instant. You don't apologize for being a light carrier. You don't apologize for being a life carrier. Don't you ever do that again. There's a reason why two-thirds of the world population is melanated. We couldn't exist as a species if everybody was melanin recessive. Are you kidding? Look at what happens to those individuals who think that they should only express the visual light spectrum by having white skin. That's what they're showing us. We express seven major wavelengths of light and information. Now, they can express all of the light, known and unknown, if they choose to, but they got to change their attitude. And they don't want to do that. So, therefore, they suffer when the sun shines on them because they're rejecting the mirror image of themselves. We are the sun in a biological human form. So why would I reject myself? But if I choose to do that, that's like some people, they cut their wrists. Other people, you know, they make scars and things on their body and do all kind of what I call mutilating things that diminish their life force. It's been a common problem amongst humans for over hundreds of thousands of years. This hasn't just started. But nobody says what it really is about. It's a rejection of life and light. And you have to ask yourself, why would anybody want to do that? Well, we recognize it's a neurologic dysfunction, like being depressed. It's a neurologic imbalance. And it can all be corrected, which is so great. That's what I'm excited about, okay? But the point being here, do not get involved in any type of science project that is talking about using your melanin. Be aware, and be informed. What should happen is that if you want to be involved in some type of science project, you need to ask them, submit to me all the information that you have to date from the 1600s about melanin. Let me review that. And then I can decide if I feel that what you are doing is worth me contributing my life force to this. Because so far, you do all this research and you never share the results. Remember this. All this research has been done for centuries. And when do you get the results? You don't ever get it. Well, why wouldn't you? If they can only get the specimen from you, why wouldn't you get a printout of the results? So ask these questions, but in the meantime, you go within and start communicating with your own melanin. Okay, very quickly, let my sponsor speak to you. I got a few announcements to make, very important, and then I can go to the question line. Thank you, engineer.
You are listening to the Jewel Network Science Radio Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network provides the neural nutrition and stimulates expansion and evolution of the human brain, nervous system, and body. Remember, our source is a neuron.
Amazing. Amazing. Our source is a neuron that allows us to finally recognize that we're composed of the full electromagnetic spectrum that in today's science has been collectively labeled as melanin. Okay. Now, what's happening at the university is so important. Some wonderful things are happening. The cosmos is organizing itself in this sector, Valitrofa, for us to be able to project our future. So you can actually now, for the next 10 days, starting in 72 hours, that'll be November 5th, Thursday, sit with us, and as the portal opens, begin on that day, the 5th, you can project your desire for your future right now in the present that you want to experience. So you want to create your future for the next 12 months, the next 24 months, the next 10 years, next 100 years, next 1,000 years. This is the time to do it. And so our cosmic mind calendars keep up with these cosmic events, and we have 10 days, and every day you can create a different faction of your present future. Isn't that wonderful? The future as well as the past is always in the present. So when you sit down and take the time to create your future in the present, it becomes what? Your future. Amazing. Now, it's very important that you do this because there are other people who've been very much creating your future. And so every day they write and draw and make songs and everything to control your future. And if you don't project a future for yourself, what they've projected is going to be your future. That's why many people feel victimized. Well, I didn't know I was having a part of this. You know, why is my life like this? But if you then can calm them down and ask them, when did you sit down and write out your future, write out what you wanted to experience, and then make sure that you review that future that you want for yourself every day. When did you do that? Well, I don't know nothing about that. Nobody never told me nothing about that. All I know is that this ain't what I wanted, and this isn't there. But then now you think the photons will collapse right into the image that you are projecting your thoughts through. All you have to do is think. And then to make sure they have a dimensional reality here in the third dimension, at least starting with the second dimension, write it down. And then you reading that over and over again, guess what? It swells. It expands, and it becomes three-dimensional. And before you know it, it'll be sitting all around you. You'll be like, wow. So listen to what people are saying to you. That's one thing I can say about 50 Cent. He made a whole song about that. I got my mind on my money and my money on my mind. And that's here to tell you. That's how he was able to get his money, because that's all he did was think about money 24/7, single focus, and that's how he did it. He didn't have to go to college. He didn't have to do all this other stuff. He did some incredible things that he had to basically deal with. That's some incarceration time and a whole bunch of other stuff that if he had had his mind on those alternatives, he wouldn't have had to have those experiences. But he realized that also. But he had to be quieted down and isolated so he could begin to really understand the power of thought. So a lot of these rappers are putting some very important tools out there for you to use, but everything has been so washed down and very few things have any direction. So you don't know what to hang on to until you have to then walk through it and live through it, and then it's too late then. It's very uncomfortable because you did not understand that what you think now will come to pass as your future. Future and the present is always happening at the same time. And never forget that. Never forget it. So therefore, we got 10 days here for you to create your future, the one that you want for you. Because other people have already laid down your reality. And do you know what that is? Well, no, just like you don't know much about melanin either. They've been working on melanin since the 1600s, but they haven't shared any information with you about it. So who cares? That's my attitude. Who cares? Because as long as I have a brain, a nervous system, and I can think, I can create my own reality. That's what 50 Cent said. That's why he's like very simple. I want money. I kept my mind on my money. I kept my money on my mind, nothing else. And that's what he got. That's how the universe works. Now, I can't think. Oh, really? Well, you got a problem. You're putting trash in your body, all kind of pops and what they call those things, Skittles and all that foolishness. You're poisoning your brain. Nobody tell you that? Well, you better wake up and pay attention. I tell you, the only thing you need to drink is water. A few concentrated fruit juices, make your own. But you better stay away from all these beverages because the master alphabet and language for the body is chemicals. Chemistry. And if you're in there messing with the chemistry of your bloodstream, you're messing with the master language of your tissues. I want you to understand that. I think about these people. I see y'all standing up drinking this stuff and this purple green with orange in the middle. What is that? Chemicals. And are they going to make your tissue smarter? Are they allowing the brain to be able to translate your thoughts properly? Oh, you never ever thought about that. Well, why didn't you? Because nobody ever told you that the language for the body is chemistry. And you don't put chemicals in your body that you don't know how your body is going to respond to them. You don't do that. And if they don't want to discuss it with you or they tell you they don't know, then the first thing you should understand is that that cannot go up into God's kingdom. That's what your body is. You don't put stuff up in your body and you can't account for the results that it's going to cause your body to exemplify. No. You don't do that. So first thing is the 5th of December, you join us, you go to our website, www.juis.education, and you enroll to be with us at 6:30 a.m. every morning to write your destiny down. So that destiny can be for the next year, the next 20 years, the next 2,000. But create your reality that you want. Don't allow the reality that others have created for you to become your reality. Get smart here. Keep your mind on what you want and keep what you want on your mind. Join us. Now, the next thing, we're having an addition to our Science News Network. Miss Deborah Peek Haynes is going to come to you to teach you about good, healthy eating and cooking. Yeah, it's our first scientific cooking show, scientific cooking show. Check that out. Now, they got all these channels on the TV, and they pouring wine and swirling everything they could get their hands on up into your food. It's all about chemistry, though. What is the chemistry that all that stuff is creating in your body? Is your tissue confused? They don't know what to follow. What does this chemical mean? What am I supposed to do with that? Did you ever think about that? Maybe that's why you have to have so many Toms and, you know, Nexiums and all this stuff, because the chemical communication in your bloodstream is messed up. Because you're putting all kind of chemicals in it, and the body does not know what to do with it. Doesn't know what to do with it. Nobody told you that the main communication system for your body from you is chemistry. Don't put these chemicals up in your body and you don't understand how your body's going to read that message. So Ms. Haynes, Deborah, she calls herself Deborah. Deborah's Healthy Kitchen is going to come to you and teach you all about these foods, the chemical reactions in the body, how to be able to go into a store, approach the store intelligently, natural food store, your pots, how to handle everything. Many of you mothers, I see these children's hospitals are exploding. So many children are sick. Why? The mothers don't know anything about the chemicals that they're giving their children, and they think it's food. They're not reading the packages. They're not reading all those chemicals. They don't even know how to prepare the food. They think that going to the freezer section is how you prepare a meal. Only in an emergency. That is not a standard here on planet Earth. If your children, who are little living gods, are going to basically continue to be that. Not victims, but great gods like yourself as the mother and the father. So you're going to have to break these habits. So here comes Miss Deborah. She got a fabulous story about how my colleagues told her that she could never reproduce. They're like, huh, you're in menopause at 30. Too bad. We don't know how that happened. Get over it. Adopt. They kept telling her that over and over and over again. So she has an interesting story about how she eventually was introduced to me. And then she and her husband came to my office when I was practicing out of Detroit, Michigan. And that was it. Changed her life. She got an incredible daughter now who's doing all kind of things, et cetera, of which that was never supposed to happen. And All we had to do was do what? Change the chemistry in her body. So simple. So when we change the chemistry in the bloodstream, the tissues were able to follow directions. So simple. I'm telling you, when you understand how to work with what you are, light, the information's always there, but can the body translate the information in the chemical language that it needs to understand what you are thinking? See, this is the issue here. That's why I had to step away and put my scalpel down and put my prescription pad away and all these different things until finally even my dietary recommendations. I had to put all that down to have to just really come and just knock you on the head and say hello in there. Okay, you, the living God, can you listen? Do you understand what a thought is? Do you understand what the brain does? When have you taken time to fully develop the brain so that your thoughts can be fully processed? And now with that level of treatment, people are able to do all kinds of things. So I just wanted you to understand what is available to you here on your Science News Network, the Jewel Network, justifiably enchanted with enlightened living, Science News Network. That's what Jewel represents. All right, we got work to do here with the continuation on this on this melanin issue, and we're not going to let this rest because I know where this is going. So I will be talking about this for a very long period of time in many different directions because melanin is directed by the brain. There are, depending upon how much melanin you have, 13 versus 8 sites in the brain that stimulate the production of melanin. So we cannot just drop this, especially when we know that since the 1600s, they've been doing research on melanin and the people that have it and have not said a word. So this kind of deception is over. You want to talk about melanin going to outer space? You want to talk about melanin generating electricity? No problem. Put it in the newspapers. Put it on the billboards and start giving up the information since the 1600s about what you know about melanin. And now you have to stand and explain why you did all this research on all these people with melanin and you didn't say a word. You didn't even say the word melanin. You didn't print it. You didn't act like you even knew what it was to keep the people ignorant while you worked and researched on this aspect of them. No more Tuskegee experiments. You're going to be straight and forward now. All of you scientific institution. No more of this deception. There's no need to lie. You're curious about something? Then admit it and ask permission and state you don't understand and you want to know. And maybe you can get some support, which means that all your scientific experiments are going to be different because when everybody is willing to participate, the results always changes. When I was doing research, I always got a different finding than all my other colleagues. They were like, well, how did you get that? Well, how were you able to demonstrate this? Well, we've been doing this for X amount of time. Did you use different equipment? What was your technique the same? Did you centrifuge the same amount? Well, they said, drill me up because we've been looking for this result, but how come we couldn't get it? Because they never approached the scientific question in harmony. They always came as predators. I'm going to find this out, and I'm going to break this down, and I'm going to take this out. They never said, okay, little plant, little animal, I don't understand this about myself. Can you help me? I would like to know A, B, C, and D, and I would always list out what I was looking for. And, yes, I did have to sacrifice some animals to be able to get the specimen. I still always send that soul. Blessings, etc., love and support for allowing me to have the opportunity to better understand myself. And with that, my specimens were incredible. I was getting all kind of information. Everybody else was just freaked out about, you know, so I was a part of a publication of one science annual on melanin. Excuse me, not melanin, on myelin. Okay, I don't know why I've been working with these M's so long. Myelin, the myelin sheath, that was my biggie, which was my first pioneering into the brain and the nervous system. So I'm telling you that when we approach something in harmony, honesty, we get results that we never dreamed of. And I'm talking to all of you out there who think that you're so scientific. You're a scientist, you're a technician. You need to have a better perception of what you're dealing with, because you're dealing always with light. And when you come with an open mind, with the intent to do the highest by all involved, the answers are revealed to you. You cannot continue to come as exploiters and predators any longer, because all you're ever doing is trying to find out more about yourself. This is what they didn't understand, and they don't understand it because they didn't balance their brain. So we with balanced brains understand there has to be a whole different approach to oneself and therefore everybody else that looks like a mirror reflection of you. Okay, so, ooh, look at that. Okay, I'm going to be quiet. They want me to be quiet and answer the questions. Okay, so we have one more project, and guess what? You can actually come and do a test with balancing your brain, okay? So we decided, okay, the people need to get a little sample. They don't believe you, okay, that you can just, you know, look at some geometric symbols and all this stuff happens. So let's give them a little seven-day recipe about what this is all about and what is really going on here with being able to use geometry to totally resurrect and create a whole different level of brain tissue function. It is so exciting. So again, www.juis.education. You can go and sign up for that workshop, seven-day interaction with me and the brain balancing program. Really cheap. It's only $250, as I understand it. And that money, if you decide, okay, I'm going to do this, it is deducted from the full enrollment into our brain balancing project. So you don't lose anything. You get a chance to be with me for 7 days to have this experience. We're going to balance every day, the whole bit, the whole information on the nervous system, and you can go ahead and grow. You're going to need that because you're a light being. You are the light. You are black space, dark matter. You are the night as well as the day. You can't walk around here talking about you don't want to know about that. You cannot do that any longer. Oh, everybody, I want this, I want. Well, when you recognize you are the daylight and the nightlight, all that becomes minimal and just insignificant. When you're the everything, come on, let's just give it to real. And one more thing, okay? Learn universal principles, please. Every Sunday, you can join our cyber group. Every Sunday, and for those of you who are in New York, as a matter of fact, all New York can join the morning group. So it really is a morning group and an afternoon group on Sundays to learn the laws of the universe. It's wonderful. It's wonderful. So, engineer, do I have any... Do I have anybody still want to ask me a question? I got a little time left. I love you all. Come and talk to me, but I got to get this science out to you. I cannot not get this information to you because it's going to determine your present future realities.
All right. So if you have a question for Dr. Jewel Pookrum, press *1 on your phone. That will let us know you have a question. We will call out the first 6 digits of your phone number. Just hit *1 on your phone. Here we go. Okay, area code 215-873. Your mic is unmuted. State your name and where you're calling from.
Renee Dabney, calling from Philadelphia.
And okay, go ahead with your question.
Yes, my question is, how does someone keep themselves out of this research? How is it going to be done through medical, when you go to the doctors, through the school system, religious system? How is it going to, how are they going to portray this research without telling you? And so what, in what way are they going to do it? And then my other question is, these people who are doing this, secretly doing this research, are not following universal principles. So then, as Dr. Jewell said, the results aren't going to be, there's going to be ramifications for them not following universal principles and secretly doing this, right?
Oh, no question. Okay, thank you, Ms. Dabney. Let me just answer. I don't have a lot of time, but let me answer you real quick. Important questions, and thank you. First of all, number one, everything is already set into place for them to continue to get specimens. The school system is set up. Okay, they have already programmed you that for $35, just scrape the inside of your mouth and put it in the envelope and send it to us. None of you all are questioning who are you to ask me to send specimens from my mouth to you. Why should I believe you that you're going to sit and tell me that, you know, I'm from Mali or I'm from Ireland or I'm from whatever? Or where are you getting that information from? Who are you? Why are you doing this? Y'all don't ask those questions. Y'all just sending y'all money, sending the specimens. Oh, isn't that cute? I'm going to find out who my aunt was. Okay, or maybe this will help my... You're not asking any questions. This is the most sacred aspect of your existence in this dimension, is your physical avatar. And you don't ask questions of these people. Who are they to have the right to even think that they should have not one cell of your body to get your genetic library from? Your genome. Y'all don't ask questions of that. They need to be on this TV begging, saying, this is who we are. This is what we do. We've been funded by these people. This is where we got our information from. This is what we know we're capable of doing. They should be explaining and pleading to us about how they have the right to even ask. But when your self-esteem is so low and you don't know who you are, you think that this is a wonderful thing. You don't have any idea that your specimens could be going to a garbage can. And you have somebody coming in the middle of the night to empty it, to get the specimen. You don't have any idea about that because you all don't track it down. Because if you did, you would have known, like I knew, that they've been researching on you since the 1600s. All these institutions, for you to get a job, they say you got to get a physical exam. You got to get blood. They got to test your urine. All of those are avenues to be able to get your DNA and your melanin. Yes, in your urine. Yes, in your blood. Yes, you giving it to them by scraping your mouth. So all of these institutions are all set in place to be able to get specimens, and you know nothing about it, which is how they've been doing it for the last 2 and 3/4 centuries. That's how they did the Tuskegee experiment and all this other stuff that they've been doing. You willingly give it because you don't recognize the sacredness of being able to have a physical avatar. This is a sacred gift that you have. And the lack of appreciation for it and how you just, you know, stick lashes on it and fingernails and all this kind of stuff, and that's how we care for our body. Really? And that's the truth, but what else do you know about it? Most people complain about it. It's too black. Lips are too big. Butts too big. Have no butt. Hair is too straight. And nobody's satisfied. What you got straight here, that's the problem. So have a great day, everybody. I love you. Tune in tomorrow for the psychoneuroimaging immunology hour and for the universal principles on Wednesday. I love you all. We got a lot to talk about. So tell all your friends, listen to Dr. Jewell. I love you. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Jewell Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. Join Dr. Jewell here each Monday at 5 p.m. on the Jewell Network, hosted by thejewelnetwork.com and
Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living, Jewess. For our complete broadcast schedule, additional information, and to purchase products, please visit our website, www.thejewelnetwork.com. If you'd like to contact us, please send your email to info@thejewelnetwork.net. Thank you. This broadcast is under full copyright and trademark protection owned by the House of Jewels. This broadcast in its entirety, nor any part of this broadcast, can be reproduced, copied, transcribed, placed in podcast format, placed into MP3 format, or suspended on any internet digital location without express permission from the House of Jewels, Washington State, USA. To reproduce or suspend this broadcast in any digital location other than the Jewel Network is prohibited, and legal proceedings will follow accordingly. Thank you for listening.